Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today's show provides a generous sampling of the new Thomas Marriott Quintet, formed earlier this year as a working band. This is only the third performance by this quintet, though they're old friends who've played in various combinations over the years. Rick Mandyke on tenor sax, Tim Kennedy's on piano, Jeff Harper on bass, the drummer is Xavier Le Couturier. They play strong original music by members of the band. Thomas Marriott, the trumpet player, grew up in Seattle and early on attracted much favorable attention. After a period of time spent in New York City and several touring bands, he came back to Seattle and has been busy as a leader and sideman, as well as a regular soloist with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. He also goes on periodic tours. He's recorded 10 albums as a leader and 20 more as a sideman and sometimes producer. Rick Mandyke is a surprising musician because of his imaginative solos and proficiency on multiple instruments. We knew him first as an exceptional saxophonist, and then, due to a health problem, he had to give that up and picked up guitar instead. Then, after a period with guitar, he reinvented himself again as a pianist, and now, recovered from the earlier problem, he's back on tenor sax and sounding better than ever. Pianist Tim Kennedy is a growing presence on the Seattle music scene, not just jazz, but also pop, rock, hip-hop, and songwriting. He has a bunch of new songs he's looking forward to recording. His versatility has him showing up often at Tula's, the Royal Room, Nectar Lounge, and other venues. One of the mainstays among younger bands is bass player Jeff Harper. He's got a big, visceral sound and powerful swing that contributes mightily to any group he appears in. The group is rounded out by the young drummer Xavier Le Couturier, who I'm hearing for the first time in this performance. If this is representative of what he can do, I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more of him. Here's the new Thomas Marriott Quintet, presented by Earshot Jazz at Seattle Art Museum in this month's Art of Jazz concert, opening with an original by the leader, Lip Service.
We started off this evening with a song that's composed by myself. It's called Lip Service. We're going to play something now that was penned by our dearly departed friend, Hadley Calaman. This features our drummer, Xavier Le Couturier. This one is called Presenting Mr. Jones by Hadley Calaman.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
You're listening to a performance by the Thomas Marriott Quintet, recorded in concert during the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum earlier this month. Thomas Marriott is the trumpet player. Rick Mandyke is on tenor saxophone. Tim Kennedy on piano. Jeff Harper bass. And drummer is Xavier Le Couturier. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and the Thomas Marriott Quintet.
This one is called Anything Helps. Anything Helps. And if you walk outside this door right now, you'll probably see those two words every 25 feet. And it kind of makes you stop and think. So we're going to stop and think on that for a second. Anything Helps.
Thank you.
It's been a real fun few months. This band is kind of new. We've been working hard at it for the last 3-4 months, and it's really been a very fulfilling experience for me to write and rehearse. But most importantly, one of the best things about playing music is the fellowship. You know, it's one of the best things about lots of things in life. And the fellowship with this band is very, very strong. We all have a good, long personal history together. And it's just a pleasure to be able to play music with people that you love and appreciate and are playing at a high level. So I just love these guys in this band. And this tune we're going to play for you is something we worked up. It's an original tune by myself, and it's named after my son. This one's called Song for Samuel. It's pretty quick, so watch out.
Thank you.
That's called Song for Samuel, composed by Thomas Marriott, played by the Thomas Marriott Quintet in this concert at the Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz series. Thomas is on trumpet along with Rick Mandyke on tenor sax. Tim Kennedy's the pianist, Jeff Harper on bass. Xavier Le Couturier is the drummer. Song for Samuel. Coming to you on Jazz Northwest, 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and live music around the area. We'll hear next some more music from the second part of this concert at the Seattle Art Museum, presented by Earshot.
This one is a composition by our saxophonist, Rick Mandyke. And, It's about dysfunctional relationships. I'll just leave it at that. This one is called For Camilla. For Pamela.
Yeah, can we hear it one more time for Rick Mandyke on the saxophone? Damn. Ow.
Thomas Marriott Quintet in this Art of Jazz concert from the Seattle Art Museum, and a tune that was inspired by chord changes belonging to a composition by Cole Porter. Thomas Marriott calls his version of it Day and Night. Time for just one more on today's program of highlights from the Thomas Marriott Quintet at SAM. This one is called Up From Under.
Thank you.
concluding this program of highlights from a concert in the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum, we've just heard a piece called Up From Under. With Thomas Marriott trumpet, Rick Mandyke on tenor sax, Tim Kennedy piano, Jeff Harper bass, and Xavier Le Couturier on drums. And our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music at this time. Thanks also to the Seattle Art Museum and Earshot Jazz. The series takes place on the second Thursday of each month, 5:30 to 7:30. No charge for admission at the Seattle Art Museum for these concerts. A few highlights from the jazz calendar. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is playing music of Dave Brubeck and Paul Desmond this afternoon at Kirkland Performance Center. That performance is sold out, but a Monday performance of the same program at the Edmonds Center for the Arts still has tickets available. Also on Monday night, Bill Frisell, Thomas Morgan Duo will be playing at Jazz Alley and Jovino Santos Neto at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia. Lineup with Mark Taylor and Don Clement will be playing at Tula's on Tuesday night. Michael Van Bibber Quartet plays at Sylvia Center Wednesday in Bellingham. And Joy Alexander Trio opens at Jazz Alley on Thursday and plays through Sunday. Jared Hall Quintet will be at Tula's on Thursday night. Rob Sheps and Jim O'Connor bring an interesting project, a Gil Evans Sextet, to Egan's on Friday night. They'll also play at the Old North Bend Firehouse on Saturday night. Mark Seals will be at Tula's and Hans Bremer at Egan's on Saturday night. Speaking of Dawn Clement and Mark Taylor, Dawn has a new album of duos, and here's one she did with Mark Taylor, the alto saxophonist, Dawn at the piano, and it's a Lee Konitz tune called Abolution. Dawn Clement at the piano and Mark Taylor on alto saxophone in one of Lee Konitz's line called Abolution, based on All the Things You Are. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening today, and we'll be back again next week at this same time with Susan Pascal Quintet featuring Pete Chrisley next week here on Jazz Northwest. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.